This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Throughout the decades, stocks and real estate have seesawed in popularity as investments. Though it fell nearly 150 points today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been setting records for weeks, while home sales are at their lowest level in nearly 4 years. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, some of the money holding up the stock market is coming out of real estate.
Financial planner Kim Dignam started telling clients about 18 months ago if they were heavily invested in real estate, it might be time to sell. The housing market in Fort Worth, Texas, where she lives, was still going strong, but Dignam didn't want to push her luck.
As we say in my business, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and it never hurts to take something off the table when you've done well with it.
Last summer, Dignam decided to follow her own advice. She sold an office building that she owned and invested the $500,000 proceeds in the stock market. That turned out to be a good call.
Let's say it's a very lucky call. I'm realistic. The market's done extremely well, as we all know.
Since last summer, the S&P 500 is up about 20%. Meanwhile, real estate, especially housing, has been flat or falling in much of the country. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Chris Adams began to rethink his real estate investments last year. The software engineering manager and his wife had bought a couple of condos in 2000 for their retirement nest egg. Maintaining the condos turned out to be more trouble than they wanted, though, especially after their son was born, and Adams worried about resale value.
Prices seemed to be going down a bit on the condos, so we were starting to get a bit concerned that maybe there'd be too many units down the road for us and we wouldn't be able to sell.
Luckily, the Adams found a buyer for one of their condos and put the proceeds into stock mutual funds. Adams and Dignam are fortunate to be riding a wave of cash out of real estate and into the stock market as investors cash in profits or dodge losses. The National Association of Realtors says buyers no longer see housing as a short-term moneymaker, while money is flowing into U.S. stock funds at the fastest rate in 3 years. Senior economist Michael Swanson of Wells Fargo says for better or worse, money tends to roll uphill to whichever investments have done well lately.
You know, stock market's been doing well, so people want to get in while the action's good. Housing market's been doing poorly, and so there's kind of a two-edged boomerang working here.
That wave of new cash is one of the factors, along with strong profits and a flurry of mergers, pumping the stock market up. At the same time, an exodus of investors' money is taking air out of the real estate bubble. U.S. economist Nigel Gault of Global Insight says it's just the opposite of what we saw a few years ago.
If you go back to the early part of this decade, the stock market at one point was almost in freefall, and real estate was the investment of choice. It took us many years to move from that to the present situation where real estate is out and equities are in.
Of course, money can only slosh from one sector into another for so long before the tide starts to reverse again. Dignam says there comes a point in any rally when the next big thing becomes the last big thing, and investors who arrive late tend to get left high and dry.
Unfortunately, that's what so many investors do. They'll call and they'll say, my golf buddy, you know, had the greatest thing in the world. It's up 40%. Don't we want to get some? No, we certainly don't.
New Hampshire investor Chris Adams says he doesn't expect to get back in the landlord business anytime soon. Whatever risk the stock market might have, he says, mutual funds don't call in the middle of the night to complain the toilet's backed up. Scott Horsley, NPR News.